get some razzmatazz here.
Live out of Pittsburgh, PA. Richie Cole, my friends.
Doggone it, and I forgot my lava lamp.
Let me, hold on. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. You know what, actually?
What?
Richie Cole.
That's who we're listening to.
That's who we're listening to right now. Had to have been one of the most pleasant interviews that I've had in a long time. He just laughed the whole time. He's a grandpa. His kids brought him to Pittsburgh. He was a big city guy for a while. Comes into Pittsburgh, PA. And just, it was a fit for him. He was just one of those kind of Maslowian guys that hit his peak. And he was just, he was cool. He sent a couple copies of the album over, made sure to send it over. So yeah. Both of us have it.
And we're listening to cut number 5 on the album right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of names.
Yeah.
Richie Cole's a good jazz name.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, some of these guys some get of these,
interesting
that's true. Monikers.
Some of these guys wind up with interesting monikers. And what is it? There was a harmonica player that played harmonica in the Old Spice commercials. He also did the theme for Midnight Cowboy. That was Toots Thielemans.
Yeah, Toots. Yeah. Which we lost recently.
Yeah.
And he was prolific. He was actually, he did the harmonica sound in the Sesame Street.
Yep.
That was him.
Yep, he was all over the place. You just may not have known it was him.
No, Toots was always there in the background, waiting.
Don't.
I wasn't. I swear to God. I was.
No
I was
swearing
gonna,
either.
I was going to, God dang it. Wait, hold on. Take two, take three.
That's okay. We're in these jazz clubs, I think, will forgive you for this kind
I
of thing.
I think so. Yeah, I think they, okay. They love that kind of band. You know who I always enjoyed when we were talking about Nick's names? I love Little Jazz by Roy Aldridge. There was nothing little about him, but it's just such a nickname. It's good.
Yeah. And let's see, I think we were talking a minute ago about Benny Goodman, who had a look that he would shoot you if it's especially if you didn't like what you were doing. It was called the Ray.
It would vaporize you.
Yes, it was. So that turned into one of Benny's nicknames. More or less, you know, outside of the boss's view.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, that guy, he churned out some people, though. And from what I hear, especially from the best, from Terry Gibbs, he was the best clarinet guy ever, out of all of them.
Yeah. And then there's Bird, Charlie Bird Parker.
Charlie Bird Parker, who he had to scoop up that bird in the middle of the road. I think they were on their way to Omaha. They saw it dead in the middle of the street, and he saw dinner, which was obviously before things got really good for him.
Really? You talk about a... Yeah, how'd you get your name Bird? Well, it really isn't all that exciting. Are you sure you want to hear it?
It involved a lot of feathers and a good meal.
A lot of feathers. It's your basic road pizza.
Yeah. So we got some company with us here tonight.
Yes, we do.
In the studio.
I'll turn down the music a little bit so that they can say hi. Hello back there.
Hi.
Hi there. Got a crowd in the room right now.
We got a crowd in the room. We got.
Got to read their name tags. Got Amanda over to within striking distance of Joe over here.
We are all strategically placed here in the studio.
And a pretty daughter by the name of Jilly.
Who will be Clarabelle very soon.
The fancy dancer.
So we'll segue here so we can let the blushing subside.
Do we always have this much fun in here?
I my bet, I'm going to bet on it, yeah.
Okay,
put
well.
My chips on the table.
I was trying to think of some more nicknames. You know, they used to call me Bushman.
Really?
Yeah. When I was, I started out with a handle on the air when I did country music called Flatbush.
Yeah.
It was my CB handle because I did an all-night trucker show. And then they shortened it to Bush.
Wow.
And I grew a beard.
I see it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I see the mustache.
Yeah, I no longer have the mustache there. Of course, I shaved that off. Actually, I didn't shave it off. I pulled on the top of my head, and it went in.
I thought it walked away at night. I'm tired of this guy's lip.
It's like very little in between, folks. But there was one time I had a beard. It looked more like kind of a goatee, and then that's why they started calling me Bush.
Wow.
So I had this bush on my...
That is the one thing that's interesting about radio. They come up with some very interesting... Well, you know, it's like sports people. There's always nicknames getting tossed around.
Yeah.
You know, like Moose and all that kind of thing. But
I just got called Stick a lot. because my there was a guy that programmed one of my radio stations. he was Italian, like you.
Right.
He used the name Mike Marshall on the air, and he did the twang and the country voice and everything. It was a country station. Then he'd get off of there, and he would talk like a Bostonian. He had a father named Rocco, and he used to do stand-up comedy.
I love the Bostonian thing.
His the best. And
go out to the car, get my keys, you yep. bastard. So just real quick, just on a quick aside here, is the Chicago Cubs, and I don't care if I put any juju in the air, is the curse over?
I don't know. I did see a Facebook posting today of two demons sitting on a rock next to a baseball.
It's cold as hell.
And it was cold, and the devil turns to the other one and says, hey, the Cubs and the Indians are playing, man.
It's cold down there. I will tell you one thing that's jazz related. John Blegen, clarinet guy, real quick, he played in a band that was outside of Wrigley, so shout out to him. And right now, as we...
Yeah, we're winding down.
We got a little bit of wind up. But anyway, he was cool. He plays at the Majestic all the time, and I think I saw him there. He was there in 2003 when I went out there. So yeah. I'm pulling for the Cubs, man. Get rid of the goat curse. We're done. If the Royals can do it after 30 years, 108 years is long suffering.
Yeah, that's right, man. We'll stand by another year and watch you guys try. Okay. Well, we're about to wrap it up here. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick. To meet the apartment. Get the body back. Get the body back. Oh, we're done.
We got it.
Neon Jazz.